Welcome to Learning to Glow, a show about wellness, skin health, and self-development. I'm your host, Jess. I'm a mom, entrepreneur, and skincare expert. I'm so excited to share tips on how to achieve healthy skin and bring amazing guests in the field of health, fitness, aging gracefully, and personal growth. Let's explore all different ways we can take care of ourselves as women, both inside and out, to truly shine. So let's get glowing. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Learning to Glow podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. I have not done a solo episode in a long time, and one of my goals is to start doing more solo episodes because I have so much to share and I have so many things that I want to kind of update everybody on. Moving forward, definitely be implementing more of these solo episodes. But for today, I wanted to talk about something that I've been struggling with, and I don't know for how many years, how long have I been a mom? And that is time management and just how I deal with my time and the way I think about time and how I get things done. And I was thinking about it because this month I've really taken a different approach. I've done a few things that are different than I normally do, and I've seen such amazing results from it. And I was thinking, you know, if this isn't a wellness episode, I don't know what is, because we all know that stress and overwhelm can lead to disease, like literal problems, physical problems. Stress can lead to so many diseases and so many issues. And I feel like this is something that is such a cause of stress for so many people, not feeling like we have enough time, not being able to get all the things we want done, and just that feeling that it creates inside of us, and it really makes a uncomfortable feeling for us. So I decided that I wanted to start working on this in my life. I feel like I've been distracted lately. I feel like I get overwhelmed and then I just don't want to do anything, which is like the opposite when you're trying to get things done of the result you want. So I want to share a few things that I've been doing, and I hope that this helps because I know I'm not the only one. I talk to moms and friends, and you don't have to be a mom to have this issue, but there are a lot of women that I talk to that deal with this, and getting really organized around how you view your time, how you think about it, what you say about it, and how you organize your day can really help alleviate a lot of that stress. And I know it takes some time in the, you know, up front, but what I've realized is I've gotten that time back tenfold. So I want to really break down, I think I have about four ways that I have changed the way I look at this and how I schedule things and what has happened because of that. One of the things that I've learned from this podcast is that wellness is not just eating your broccoli. It's emotional, it's mental, and this time and stress, they just go so hand in hand, and it's just a big area of our lives that we want to minimize that stress in all areas. So this is a big one. So number one thing that I've decided to stop doing is saying I don't have enough time. And I know that sounds so simple, but I was saying it a lot. I don't have enough time to do what I want to do. The kids aren't in school enough. I say that a lot. I have two kids and one of them gets out of school early on one day and the other gets out of school half day on another day. The way that my work is set up, I do work when the kids are in school and sometimes on the weekends and when I need to play catch up. But really my main focus time to work and do this podcast is while my kids are in school. And so I have found myself saying quite a bit that I don't have time. Like, there's just not enough time in the day. And I've decided to stop saying that because I do believe, and if there's literally one thing I've learned from the life coaches that have come onto my show, is that what we say and the words that we use day in and day out, it matters. It is just a way for our brain to be like, okay, this is a story that I've told myself so many times that I just believe that it's a fact. And I don't want to believe that. I want to believe that I have enough time. And when I really make a conscious effort in my days, I do have enough time. So I'm now telling myself that very thing. I do have enough time and I don't sit around and complain anymore about not having enough time. And if you are a friend of mine and you hear me complaining about this, definitely call me out because it's something that I'm trying to be very intentional about. I think the thought, I don't have enough time, creates a lot of stress in my body. Like I feel stress when I say that. This is another reason why I decided to stop saying it. And even when I feel crunched or tight, I still try to say something when that thought comes up, because it does still come up that I don't have enough time. That kind of helps me reframe it. And that's another thing that this month I'm really working on, being conscious of what I tell myself in regards to time and challenging those thoughts that I have, because just because I think them doesn't mean they're the truth. The next tip that I have been implementing in my life when it comes to time is when I make plans and I make a schedule, I honor it. And there's a bunch of things I can say about this, but one of them is if you have plans with yourself to do something, it could be something that you don't want to do. A lot of times there's stuff in my work that I do not want to do. I put it on my calendar and the time comes for me to do that task. And I'm just like, no way. What else can I do? I procrastinate or whatever. A perfect example of this is I had some medical paperwork I needed to do and I did not want to do it. I don't know why. So it sat on my desk. I ignored it. I pushed it off. I'd put it on my calendar. The time would come to do it. I didn't do it. And I remember even waking up one night and going, okay, I got to get that paperwork done. And finally, after I started doing this work, I was like, okay, today at 10 a.m., I'm going to do this paperwork. I gave myself a certain amount of time to do it. And I did it. And I was thinking, it's you know that feeling when you are like, I've done something so quickly that I've been dreading in my mind and putting off for so long that I've wasted way more time thinking about it than actually just doing it. I had that feeling and I was like, so relieved that it was done. It wasn't as bad as I thought. I don't know why it took me so long or why I was having this block to do it. But for things like that, scheduling them on my day and then just doing them, even though I don't want to, and just reminding myself that I might not want to do this when the time comes, but I'm going to honor what I wrote on my calendar and I'm going to do it anyway. So sometimes it's things that I don't want to do that I try to get out of. And sometimes I get asked to do something and I cancel the plans with myself and I do what somebody else needs me to do. And I don't know if anyone else has dealt with people pleasing, and it's a topic that I hear about more and more online, but people pleasing can be a big component to not having time management down. I think there's been a few things that I've realized when you have plans with someone and you are going to see, say you're going to see a friend for lunch, you commit to that and you do it. But if we had plans with ourselves, I feel like it's so much easier to just be like, oh, that's okay. It's just me. I'm going to cancel. Especially when you're a people pleaser, because if there's somebody who needs something from you or if there's somebody who you don't want to let down, you know, I'm guilty of wanting people to think I'm nice and wanting people to like me. And so I want to be helpful. I want to be nice. I feel like I want to do what I can for other people, like it's my nature. But sometimes I've done it in a place of I'm not even being honest. Like I don't even want to do this, but I'm doing it because I think that's what they want. I had this experience when my son was in kindergarten and he had a teacher that was, she would ask me for a lot. And I would always say yes, because I was like, this is my son's first experience in school. And I just want to be there and help him and help the teacher as much as she needs. And she could pick up on that. I had my younger son was in preschool. He had just started preschool. He was in school for 2 days a week from like 9 to 12. It was very short. And I was like, finally, I have this space from 9 to 12 twice a week. And I can just get done what I need to get done. I can be alone without kids and enjoy that. And do whatever I need to do or want to do. And one day his teacher texts me and was like, hey, can you come in and talk to me? Come in to school early. And I did. I was worried. I was like, oh gosh, like what's going on? And she basically came to me with this preposition. She had this lesson that was, I think it was a 6-week lesson plan. It was a social studies lesson. And she was like, would you like to be the lecturer on this? Would you like to take this unit and teach the class? And I was like, well, A, I'm not a teacher. I didn't plan on spending an hour and a half of my 3-hour window with my son in preschool at the school. And I just felt like, oh my gosh, what else, what am I going to say? You know, I just, at that time in my life, I just said yes. I felt like obligated. I wanted to be helpful and all of those things. So she goes in the back and she comes out with this huge bag full of like lesson material. And she's like, this is yours. Like you can basically teach the class for an hour or something. And I didn't realize how weird that was at the time. Like I've told friends since this story and they're like, teachers really shouldn't be doing that. You're not even a teacher yourself. And I was like, are you doing something during this time? Or maybe you have to work one-on-one with students. And she's like, no. So it was very odd. I think a week or two went by of me doing it. And she was like, you know, I really want to wrap this up before it was like Memorial Day or something. She's like, can you come twice a week for the remainder of the lesson plan? And so I said yes, and I did it. And I went the 2 days that my son was in preschool, and I spent it at my son's class. Now, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, maybe. It's like, oh, you know, help out your teacher. Help out the teacher. Be there with your kid. It's not like it's a big deal. I didn't, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom. It wasn't like the end of the world. But I look back at that now, and I was like, that was very important time to me. And I just let it all go. I didn't even think twice about what I needed because I was people pleasing. And I think that's a really good example of how sometimes being a people pleaser can really affect the way you are able to schedule your day and have the time that you want, because we're saying yes to so many things. We're saying yes to the party we don't want to go to, or it could be a million things. And yes, I believe that we should be social and we should have connections and all of that. But also, you have to do what's right for you. And you have to really know if it's going to affect something that you have planned and obligations that you have to yourself. So that is one lesson that I've learned. And it's still a struggle. I hear people all the time online talking about being a recovering people pleaser. And, you know, especially if you're someone who maybe you are a stay-at-home mom and you don't have like quote unquote times where you clock in and clock out, but we're working all the time. And if you're not taking the time to recharge, it's going to be harder for you to be a good mom and be balanced and all of those things. And I do feel like whether you work full-time, part-time, whatever it is, it's definitely something to think about when you are saying yes to certain things. And why are you saying yes? Are you saying yes because you feel bad, or you want to make that person happy, even though it doesn't align with what your goals are and what you want to do. So number three, something that I started, this is more of a practical tip for what I've started to do that has been amazing and eye-opening, really. And this, like I said, some of this might be common sense to a lot of you, and it is to me too, but it wasn't until I really started doing this that I was like, oh, I get it. Making lists and having that be like what I'm doing today, instead of really writing out a schedule with times and how long each thing is going to take. So I used to just have, I have a paper calendar, I have a digital calendar, but I really like to use my paper calendar when I'm working, and like I like to cross off things on my list. And I would take all of the things that I have to do, and I would just make a long like to-do list on like Monday, say. And what would happen most of the time is I would not be able to finish all that stuff because it was unrealistic. I'm piling on a bunch of stuff that there's no way, if I actually sat down and put this into, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, that I would realize, hey, there's no way I can get all of this stuff done. But what would happen every time is if I didn't finish all the stuff on the list, I would be like, well, got nothing done today. Nothing. What a waste. And actually, I do really do a lot. It made me start to realize that I need to be more organized with the way that I write my calendar for each day. So that is what I've started this month. I do write a to-do list. I write it all down, all the things that I need to get done for the day, or like I do a couple days out, and then I schedule them. I put them in my calendar with times so that I know, okay, at 9 o'clock, I have to do this paperwork. It's probably going to take me 20 minutes. So I'm going to mark out 20 minutes before I add the next thing. And when that thing is done, I can move on to the next thing. And I have been so much more productive just by doing that simple thing. This is even true for my housework, laundry, dishes, whatever it is. I write it down. I don't pile on too much anymore because I know like that wouldn't work time-wise. This has been such a huge thing. I know probably a lot of people are already doing this, but I wasn't. It was very discouraging at the end of the day when I would see so many things left on my to-do list. I think I would just get to the point too where I'd be like, you know, I'm not going to get all this done. Give up. You know, it's so discouraging. So especially if I have things organized in a way, like I'm noticing this week, I can really knock all the things out if I stay focused, if I stay to my calendar, if I do the things I don't want to do anyways, because it's there. It's just a new productivity experience for me. And I'm getting a lot more done, which is amazing. Number four for me was I started to really identify what are my time wasters. This was interesting because I know that I get to a point where maybe if I feel overwhelmed, I don't know who else does this, but I kind of just like freeze. I'm like, I'm done. I sit on the couch. I give up. And I think that trying to figure out ahead of time, like what was causing me to time waste was some of the most obvious ones are like being online. I'm searching on Pinterest for a recipe. And then the next thing I know, I'm like searching up activewear. I'm like, how did I get here? How did 45 minutes just disappear? I don't understand. So really kind of being conscious of that, I did set up time limits on some of my apps that I feel like I go on and then I get lost, I call it. But I, you know, there are times where I have to go on to social media and do work. I post my podcast there and my skincare. And I have to really stay focused because it's so easy to just go down the rabbit hole and doom scroll. And or I'll be like, you know what, I need to get some inspiration for a post. So I'll do some research, but then I got to keep an eye on that because it's really easy to get lost and time goes super fast. I mean, time's relative, right? I feel like certain things take forever. Waiting in line at Disneyland is like an eternity. Spending like 30 minutes on Instagram seems like it goes by in 1 minute. I don't know. Some tasks and some things that you're doing, just time flies, and other things, time does not fly. So I have started to look at time wasters, things that are going to take away from my time and take away from the things that I need to get done. And one of the interesting ones that I came up with is not just something as physical as like spending too much time on an app, but another time waster for me is like worrying and stressing. I definitely feel like that is something that people don't really talk about. If I'm worried about doing something, I spend time ruminating on it. I do research about it. I just, my energy is being sucked out because my brain is going crazy about it. So I have to, especially somebody who's very prone to be an anxious person. I mean, this is an embarrassing story, but I recently went to Vegas and it was in a storm. We drove from Orange County and there was a massive storm that day. By the time we barely got out of Orange County, I had witnessed 6 accidents and one right in front of me, like a car spun out. I don't know how he didn't hit us or someone near us, but I was shaken. I was already worried about driving in the rain because I don't like the rain. I don't like to drive in the rain. I like the rain. But I was, that whole week, I would check the weather app. I mean, I even checked like the route. So what is the weather like in Fontana? Is it raining in Barstow? What's going on in Baker? I mean, I was very worried about it. And this is like some like irrational anxiety that I have. But that day, like it was raining. There was nothing I can do about it. Checking the weather 100 times that week, not helpful. probably made me even more anxious, to be honest. But I did it anyway, and I feel like, you know, those are things that I want to keep an eye on. There's sometimes I'm just going to be anxious, and I'm just going to have to be okay with that. But there's other times where I'm like, maybe we should stop this, stop worrying so much about this, like move on, do something else, because this is just a time waster. Another thing, number five, I guess if we're going to do five things that I've sort of implemented this month as far as time management goes, number five is just not being so hard on myself, not trying to be perfect, not trying to pile 1,000 things into every single day. Not every day I'm going to be my best. I can do my best for that day. Some days I'm sick. Some days I'm tired. I deal with chronic fatigue. So pushing myself beyond my limit is going to backfire on me. I had a full day planned earlier this week, and it was very organized. I was pumped. I felt good. And I got a call from my son's school. He was sick. So that day went down the toilet. I do recommend, and this is something that I am starting to do now that I've realized I kind of schedule things a little tight because I want to utilize my day, give myself some wiggle room, you know, and write in everything. If you're working from home or if you're working at an office and you want to do this, I even schedule time now to eat. Before I wasn't scheduling time to eat. I was like, I would have a full day and I'm like, okay, where in here am I going to go to the bathroom? Because it's like so tight. I like to schedule in the walk with my dog. I schedule in going outside and taking a break and walking on the grass. I've been really trying to make sure that, yes, in the beginning of the week, I have all my appointments and all of my major calls. And then some time to maybe, what am I doing to connect with my family? What are we doing on the weekend that's going to be outside? When am I going to see my friends? When am I going to the gym? And I schedule all that stuff. And so it's in there before I even put my work stuff in there and my house stuff. So I try to do that. It takes some time on the front end. I feel like one of the things that I've learned is that I wasn't really spending time on my calendar because it takes time. And I'm like, I don't even have time. You know, that's what I was telling myself. But when I first started doing this, the first day I did this, I got up early and I sat and wrote down all the things I wanted to do. And I scheduled them into my calendar. And I was like, okay, this is going to really save me time because I am not going to be finishing one thing and being like, okay, what next? I don't like, what should I do? What do I need to get done? And it's just kind of all there for me. So there's less like brain work about it. And also it's just much more easier for me to move from thing to thing, knowing what I have ahead and what's planned. And when I can say no, if I can't do something that's asked of me, I actually have something at that time. I don't feel bad about it anymore because it's true. I have plans. I have work. I have, you know, something that I need to do with the kids, whatever it might be. It's just nice that it's all there. Like, don't be hard on myself if it doesn't go perfect. And there's going to be days where it's not great. You're not as good as you can be, maybe like physically or things like that. Another thing that one of the biggest reasons actually that I wanted to focus on this is because summer is approaching and my kids will be home. We have, you know, less than 2 months before summer is here, and they're going to be home a lot. So it's really hard for me to record a podcast or make skincare when my kids are home. So I have to really plan and utilize my calendar in these next few months so that I can really prep, be more present in the summer with them, which is always sort of my game plan for the way I do things. So I hope all this helps someone because it's really helped me. I feel like a real sense of pride at the end of the day when I'm like, wow, I accomplished so much I just feel less stressed about my day. There's no surprises. It's just more planned out. And it's really helped with my stress and my worry. I don't feel as overwhelmed. There are times where I do. There's definitely times where I'm like, I planned it all. Maybe I overplanned, but it's done. And it was kind of a lot. Yes, we all have our busy days, but this just alleviates some of that stress for me. And I hope that it could help someone else because it's been really good. It's felt amazing, and I'm just going to keep going with it as long as I can because it's definitely helping in a lot of my areas. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and if you already are doing some of these things, let me know. Send me a message. I always like to hear from you, and I do plan on doing some more solo episodes trickled in here. We have some really great interviews that have already been recorded that are coming out soon as well. But send me a message. What do you want to hear? I do have some really, like a really special story that I've never shared that I feel very called to share. It's a private thing, and I don't always talk about super private things, but I do feel like me sharing this, it could really help somebody. So that will be coming, so stay tuned. But yeah, send me a message. Let me know if there's something else that you want to hear about. Any other topics you'd like me to cover or guests you'd love to have on. And just as always, I so appreciate you. I am so grateful that you're listening and taking the time to listen to my podcast when you can listen to a million other podcasts. It really means a lot to me. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Please subscribe and review so we can reach more people who want to learn to glow alongside us. See you next time.